This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio Network. This is War Now. Our number is 833-927-1855, 833-WAR-TALK. You can always reach me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. It's L-E-E-E-L-C-I radio at gmail.com. That's three E's in a row. And again, love to hear from you wherever you're writing in from as far away as Reno and Vegas. We already got calls from there and California and again, all the way across the country to Long Island and everywhere in between. Again, call 833-927-8255 if you want to join me in this segment. The reason why I just screwed up is I was going to film myself, right? I was going to do like a live Facebook. That's what the millennials do, man. That's what the cool cats do. They live Facebook, live feed. And then, like, I saw the video of myself. Like, I held the phone up, and I was looking at myself, and I'm like, well, nobody wants to see that. You ever look at yourself in a mirror or a picture, and you're like, who is that guy? That's not the same guy I knew 25 years ago. It's a whole different guy. What happened to that guy? Man. All right. I want to spend a couple minutes talking, if you don't mind. I know a lot of folks out there are big NFL football fans, and again, with some of the cities that this is broadcast in, Reno and Vegas, I know a lot of folks are invested in football, and football, when it comes rolling around, is a big, big deal. And it's a big deal for me. I love NFL football. I mean, I love Sundays. You know, I have a very busy week, like everybody else does. But Sundays, you know, you get up, and I hit the gym, and I take the dog for a real long walk, and then me and him literally sit there and watch as much football as we can stand on a Sunday. That is, you know, a vice for me. It's one of the things that I do during the football season. It's just a little perk that I give myself. But these NFL players and what they're doing to the flag and what they're doing to the national anthem, I mean, it's tearing me down. It's making me not want to watch. I did boycott the first part of the season last year. I did step away from the game. I'm really honest. Then the players, if you remember, a lot of the teams backed off it. A lot of the players didn't do it, and I came back. I'll tell you, already I am in major disappointment mode with the NFL. Let me just throw a couple of things out at you. I don't know if you saw this, but the Miami Dolphins actually were the first ones to strongly come out and say that they would punish their players if those players took a knee. But I don't know if you all know this, but here in the last 24 hours or so, the NFL now is backtracking. The NFL now wants to meet with their own players, the player unions, and try to maybe adjust the deal that they came up with. The deal they originally came up with was that the players had an option of staying in the locker room or coming out and being respectful to the flag. No kneeling, no sitting, none of that garbage. So the NFL, that was the rule that they wanted to put in place. But the players now have been going crazy about it. So, to be specific, the NFL rule that was passed in May that forbid players from sitting or taking a knee if they were on the field or the sidelines during the Star Spangled Banner, but allowed them to stay in the locker room if they wish. The policy said the teams would be fined if players didn't stand during the anthem while on the field. The league left it up to the teams on how to punish players. Miami came out, and they said they would severely punish players who disrespected the flag. Bravo to the Miami Dolphins
for coming out strong. And that is part of what I want to talk about. Each team has a responsibility. Each owner has a responsibility to America, their fans, and patriotism. And I know there's people out there who disagree with what I'm saying. There are folks out there who say, well, they should be able to do whatever they want. It's First Amendment, blah, blah. I understand your position. You're wrong, but I understand what you're saying. I get it. But it's really not a First Amendment right, because you're working for an owner who actually is paying your salary. It's really his decision or her decision. I don't think there are any female owners. So his decision on how you are supposed to act during that time. And if you sit and they don't want you to sit, or you kneel and they don't want you to kneel, they can give you the walking papers. And they should. And they should. But the Miami Dolphins came out strong. And, of course, immediately, the NFL Players Association wanted to sue, right? Hours out, the Associated Press reported that Miami Dolphin players who protest on the field during the anthem could be suspended for up to 4 games under a team policy they issued this week. The league and the players' union issued a joint statement late on Thursday night saying the two sides are now talking things out. They're talking things out. So, the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, the flag, our military, to me it's a show of, you know, you're supposed to respect those things. And I think by kneeling, by sitting, by whatever it is that you decide to do in your protest is disrespecting the men and the women who fought and died for this country. Now, on the flip side of that, I know there are folks who served. I talk to them a lot on my own show that don't have a problem with that. Now, I didn't serve. It's one of the Achilles heels for me. It's one of my biggest regrets. I'm very serious about that. Folks who know me, my life took a different path. So I did not have the honor of serving. I try to serve my country every day behind the microphone as best I can. That is all I really can do. I'm too old to go back into the military. So I feel for the service members who feel as though they're being slighted. Now, again, I understand there are military folks who come out and say, well, I fought for that person's right to have that free speech and protest. Again, I get it. But it's about when you protest. It's about how you protest. How far do you want to let the NFL players go? Like, how bad do you want to let them be towards the flag? Think about it. I mean, okay, so they're taking a knee. What's next? If that doesn't get enough play, what are they going to do? They're going to stand on a flag? Will they, I don't know, maybe dirty a flag? Will they burn a flag? Will that be okay? How far do you want to let the NFL players take this thing before somebody steps up and says enough is enough? Because to me, kneeling during the Star Spangled Banner is disrespectful. So that's the way I feel on this. 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255, and we'll take a couple of calls. If you want to weigh in, love to hear from you wherever you're calling in from. We're going to go out to Long Island, and Chet wants to weigh in. Chet, good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Lee. Great show.
Thank you, buddy.
Listen, as far as the NFL taking a stand, you know, to me it was always half rear-ended, if you know what I mean, mm-hmm. Trying to keep it clean on the radio for you here. It was like, well, they can stay in the locker room. And, you know, that way they can feel like they can protest, and then the fans don't have to look at it. But if you're a fan, we'd appreciate if you don't make a big scene and still spend all the money. Well, you know what? Last year I stopped watching the NFL. Actually, 2 years ago I stopped watching the NFL, and you know that because I call your morning show in Connecticut. And the reason I did it is not so much that I don't agree with anyone's right to protest, but not on my dime, and not on the American people's dime. You know, Lee, what would these NFL players do if these men and women in blue decided to protest against the NFL and not show up to protect them? Then what?
Absolutely.
Would they
love
stay home?
Love to see that. I would love it. Love it!
Well, what do you think they should? Do you think the police should do that? Are the police, you know, the police are police. They're the by far the finest, right? Would they ever do something like that? And do you think if they did, would the politicians throw a fit?
Well, there were days back, I mean, I want to say 70s, 80s. It actually happened even somewhat more recently. The blue flu, if you will. The folks were calling out sick to try to prove a point. And I've said this before, and you know I've said this. I say they should call out one whole day. You want to create that purge. Have every single cop across the country say, you guys want to kneel? All right, so this Tuesday, we're all taking off. You want to see anarchy? You want to see chaos? That will definitely do it. Now, listen, they're not going to do it because they're the wolves, or the dogs that keep the wolves at bay. We need the cops. They know we need us. Without them, it would be chaos. So I don't see them doing it. But I would love to see them show some kind of a protest. I'd love to see the fans, Chet, just not show up one day at an NFL game. You want to see chaos in Miami? Have there be 13,000 at a game?
Yeah, empty seats. That'd change things because it always comes down to the bottom line, and that's the almighty dollar. But you know, it's all these front groups like CARE and like I see Keith Ellis coming out and making statements about this, how we need to give Colin Kaepernick a job because it's racist if we don't. But then they want the protection. You know, make a decision. If you're so against the police, stop showing up with armed guards and police by your side. Then I'll take you seriously.
Chet, well said, my friend. Listen, I got to run. We got a heartbreak. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you calling in tonight. Again, War Now, 1-833-927-8255. That's 1-833-WAR-TALK, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. Again, coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to one of my favorite guests that we have on our morning show here in Connecticut. Colonel Rob Simmons will join us, and you're going to love him, man. I'm telling you, he is an absolute blast. We'll talk about a lot of different things, though. We still got to get to hate. Whoopi Goldberg, right? Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg, that's her last name? Yeah, Whoopi. Something like that. All that and more. Once again, you're listening to USA Radio. War Now. It's Lee Elsie from Wayne Allen Radio.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow is giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow has brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose.
Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
War now! Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Patriot, My Patriot Supply. They provide survival food, is one way to call it, but other people just say food in an emergency, emergency food supply. The head of FEMA told us for months they won't be able to help in a major disaster on the first day of hurricane season. The head of FEMA wrote an op-ed in USA Today titled, FEMA is not a first responder. You have to be your own first responder. And at this moment, FEMA is running on half the emergency reserve workforce they had last year at this time. This should be a wake-up call to get prepared if you aren't already. Now, I recently started building my preparedness plan with My Patriot Supply. They helped me start storing up food for crises where FEMA won't be coming to the rescue. This week only, each person in your household can have the essential two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply for just $67. Take action now, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. The food's delicious, lasts 25 years in storage. It's packed fresh in a rugged storage tote, then shipped directly to your home. Order your food kits by calling 888-524-6540 or go online to preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. And by the way, just an asterisk there. I'm not in the business of supplying emergency food kits. It's not my company. I've got nothing to do with the company. I don't own the company. I'm not a partner in the company. They went out and got the website, preparewithwayne.com, which is really smart of them. If you're going to advertise on my show, they figured they'd have an interesting website you could remember, and they tied it with my name, so it's preparewithwayne.com, but I don't want anyone to think it's my company. It is not. My Patriot Supplies sponsor the show. They're really nice people and really good people and really patriotic people. So frequent them and take care of them, but it's not Wayne's company. Just want to make sure you knew that. Preparewithwayne.com. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root War. I'll be off today. It's my birthday, July 20th, but I'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, Lee Elsie taking over again for me today. I know you loved him. I love him. I think he's great. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Happy birthday again. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, LeeElsieRadio at gmail.com. After the bottom of the hour, I want to play a little Whoopi Goldberg, and I want to play a little bit of audio from The View and talk a little bit about that. We actually spent a lot of time on Tuesday, if you remember, talking about hate
and hate is still bubbling over. But before we do run out of time here, I just want to go back to football for just a second, because I think most of the folks out there who are listening in some way, shape, or form are invested in football. I mean, everyone's a fan of football. It's just about everybody's a fan of football. There are that percentage of people out there who don't, you know, could care less about it. But it has become America's pastime. It is a multi-billion dollar a year business. I mean, heavy billions we're talking. You know, whether it's through the gaming or the gambling or just rooting or the merchandise or the Sunday or the ticket or whatever, people are invested in their team. They love their team. It brings people together. But this whole issue with the Star Spangled Banner and taking a knee, I mean, if we go through this again this season, I mean, I can see people really leaving for good. I mean, I know folks who are listening to me every day on the morning show here in Connecticut, they left football. They haven't gone back. And I'm serious, and I believe them. Like, I left for a while, then I kind of got sucked back in again. But they leave, and they may not come back. And you're talking about, you know, billions of dollars of revenue being lost if the NFL doesn't wise up when it comes to this, because I just think it's not the place to do your protest. There are other venues for you to do it. Listen, NFL players are multimillionaires for the most part. They don't have to choose to do it during the national anthem. They can rent a field out. They can rent a space out and do it a Saturday or do it on a Monday. They can get speakers. They can buy advertising time. Why don't they do that? If they really, 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 really want to reach a huge audience, why don't they buy advertising time and talk about what it is that's bothering them? If they really think that folks of color are being mistreated by the police, which I do not believe, but if they believe that, then state your case in front of the American people. Buy advertising time. You want to buy it right before the Star Spangled Banner? Go ahead. Why don't you do that? But don't kneel during the Star Spangled Banner and disrespect the folks who served and died. That, to me, is, well, that is just unexcusable or inexcusable, as far as I'm concerned. So, again, if you want to call in and talk about that, you can. We can switch gears a little bit. I do want to talk a little bit about hate in Russia and Whoopi and all that happened on The View. Judge Jeanine. Well, I think she was on with Wayne a couple of weeks ago. Her book is out, and I got to get my hands on that to read that as well. So we do have a lot to get to. We're halfway through. I can't believe halfway. This show's flying by. Man, I hope you're enjoying your Friday night, wherever you may be. Again, as far away as Reno, Nevada, where you're partying. Well, it's an afternoon in Reno, but out there in Long Island, 7:30, wherever you may be going, getting ready to go to a dance or a party or what have you, listening to us, and we appreciate that. You are listening to USA Radio. You are listening to War Now. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We'll be back.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today at United Nations headquarters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about the denuclearization of North Korea. He says it's been all laid out for North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un what he needs to do.
Chairman Kim made a promise. Chairman Kim told not only President Trump, but President Moon, that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means. There's no mistake about what the scope of denuclearization looks like. So what do we need to see? We need to see Chairman Kim do what he promised the world he would do.
According to the New York Times, the FBI has a secretly taped conversation of President Trump and his longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, discussing paying hush money to a Playboy model who allegedly had an affair with Mr. Trump. Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, confirmed the recording's existence, but also said a payment was never made. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's Lee Elson filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It is his birthday. I would suggest you send him a happy birthday email. I wanted someone to call and sing him happy birthday, which I cannot do. But that maybe is, well, maybe that's out of the realm of possibility. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, that is the number. Let's grab a couple of calls. We'll see what's on your mind. We'll go out to Idaho, where Kevin is waiting. Kevin, you're on War Now.
Yeah, I know earlier you talked about maybe we ought to have a day that law enforcement doesn't show up to the game to attack. And, you know, law enforcement has a job to do. And the, by far the majority of the law enforcement officers in this country are going to do that job, whether they, you know, they're not allowed to protest. They're going to go out and they're going to do their job, and they're going to be very integritous about doing their job. And I think that, you know, as a law enforcement officer, you can't decide to not show up or to kneel for the flag or whatever. I mean, it's just, you're not allowed to do it.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're right. You're right.
I feel the same way about the NFL, you know. They should not be allowed to protest in that manner. You know, when they're on their own time out in the public, they can do whatever they want to.
But you know who holds all the cards, Kevin? You know, I'll let you finish. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just say, you know who holds all the cards in this game? Me and you, the consumer. We can fix this if we have the intestinal fortitude to do it. If we don't go to the games... I lost him. He must have hung up. Idaho. Did they have phones in Idaho? Sorry about that, Kevin, but I was going to give you a chance to keep talking. But, again, next time I'm on, feel free to call back. I've never been to Idaho. That's one of the few states that I've never been to. I know there's the Boise. I know Boise has bluegrass. There's bluegrass in Idaho, I assume. No, my point is, though, it's up to us, in all seriousness. It's up to me and you, because we can make it. We can actually make a difference in the NFL. If you stop watching... If you don't buy the merchandise, if you don't play the games, if you don't buy Madden, is there still a Madden? I'm assuming there's still Madden. If you don't buy those big products that are huge money makers, well, the NFL will wise up and they'll actually institute a rule that has teeth in it. Right now, apparently the latest news that just popped is there's a standstill with the NFL and the players. So, once again, you're going to get a situation, a convoluted rule that won't have any teeth, and the NFL players, you'll see people taking a knee this year, unless the NFL really steps up. And, again, Kevin, I didn't want to lose you, but I actually agree with what you're saying. And I know the cops aren't going to do that, so it's really up to us to do it, right? So if the cops aren't going to take a knee and take a day off, maybe the fans across the country on a specific date should do it. Maybe they don't go to a game in and around a certain date altogether. I know it's impossible. It's probably not going to happen. It's a lot to ask because people love their games. They pay a lot of money for their tickets. They pay a lot of money for the PSLs. All of that is sort of going to be a detriment to folks taking time and not going to a game. But, I mean, we always have... the power. It always rests with the consumer. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. I would like to switch gears just for a couple of minutes, just while we have a few minutes of time here to talk about Whoopi and the judge and what had happened just the other day with this. We do have some audio, so if Chris can cue that up in Red Hot Dallas and play that for us, I'd like to come out of this and hear that first before we talk about it.
Did you just point at me?
Yes.
Listen, I don't have Trump derangement. Let me tell you what I have.
Okay.
I have a lot of... I'm tired of people starting a conversation with Mexicans or liars and rapists. I'm tired of people starting a conversation about this country. Listen, I'm 62 years old. There have been a lot of people in office that I didn't agree with, but I have never, ever... seen anything like this. I've never seen anybody whip up such hate. I've never seen anybody be so dismissive. And clearly you don't watch the show, so you don't know that I don't suffer from that. What I suffer from is the inability to figure out how to fix this. That's my issue. But one of the things that you talk about a lot, and I'm curious about it, is the deep state. How long has the deep state been there, and who's running it?
Well, I want to answer your question because you gave
I didn't ask you a question.
You had your opening statement, which was how horrible it is that Donald Trump is talking about all of these people.
I'm sorry, Maybe that's what you said. You said,
when people shouldn't be here end up murdering the children of American citizens.
You know what's horrible?
When
the President of the United States whips up people to beat the hell out of people.
No.
Say goodbye.
So, let's just give a recap to what you just heard. I'm sure you probably all heard that or all of it or parts of it before. It's Whoopi and Judge Jeanine. She was on The View to promote her book, right? So they're going back and forth. And I said this earlier this morning about The View. I can honestly say, as a man, I have never spent more than maybe 5 or 6 minutes watching The View. And the longest I've ever watched it, I think, was when Bill O'Reilly was on it one time. So I do get to keep my man card when it comes to The View. But in this kind of a setting, think about this. You get invited on a show, right, to promote a book, and you've got, I think it's four women are going to gang up on you. You'll have some support from one of them, and then you. And you've got Whoopi. Oh, listen, Whoopi has had an amazing career. She's done some things acting-wise and movie-wise and recording-wise and talent-wise and comedy-wise. It's unparalleled. So I give her the kudos for that. But what she just did, it just amplifies and shows the hate. That is a perfect example of what we were talking about on Tuesday when it comes to hate in this country. You're not going to give her... Judge Jeanine a chance to talk. You're going to talk over her, talk loudly, talk as belligerently as you can, and in the end, you're going to kick her off the show. I mean, to me, that is inexcusable. Let's go to Connecticut, where Frank is wanting to go back and talk about the NFL. Frank, you're on War Now.
Good evening. A couple of things with the NFL. First of all, that was a very interesting segment there. And I do watch The View every now and again. I used to watch it a lot. The Bubba Walters. I used to like Bubba Walters when I was younger. I was raised by a woman, so I do watch some women shows, and the View doesn't bother me.
It's all right.
It really is. When it comes to NFL, first of all, about police boycott, I mean, I'm sure there are some cops who don't care less about what's going on with the NFL or agree with them. So, I mean, if you have people not show up, and some people show up, then what? I mean, when it comes to them kneeling, they're under contract. If they start signing contracts saying, like the NBA has contracts because it's a small arena that you have to stand. It's in their contract. If it's not in their contract, they're independent workers. Yes, that's not their facility. Sometimes the facility belongs to the city. But they're independent contractors. If they decide to kneel, they decide to kneel. There's nothing you can do about it. And football fans will, if you're a football fan, you're going to stay. You might complain. But if you love football, you're going to say, just like in baseball and basketball, you will stay. It's easier to send a walk away if you're not a big fan like that. Like, it's easy for way for me to walk away if I say, if Golden State does this again, they got another player, I'm out of there. Because I'm not really, I'm an NBA fan, but I'm more of a playoff fan than an individual fan. So it's easy for me to walk away.
Right.
But I don't understand. If they say, first of all, the flag does not represent just the military. The flag represents all of us.
Right.
That's what this kneeling is about. They want the flag to stand up the promises that was put out there. That's what this is all about. And not every player kneels. I don't understand why it bothers people so much. And people are making with the military. And every time they talk to one of these players, they say, this isn't about the military. And then you talk right over them and don't care.
I don't think that everybody thinks it's about military, Frank. I don't think everybody feels that way. I don't feel it's only about the military. I feel it's about
being respectful
to the flag. Well, I don't think it's only about that. I think it's about being respectful to red, white, and blue.
I mean, they have Jehovah's Witnesses out there that don't stand. They have guys that's religious that don't stand, that don't go out. I remember, I forget what player it was, that didn't go out because he was some religion. It's not like I didn't stand for a flag in school because I was raised with Jehovah's Witnesses. I never stood for the flag. Only time I ever really looked at the flag and really looked at it was when I joined the military. Before that, I never stood for it in class, ever. But that didn't mean I didn't love America.
I think
that makes sense?
Yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying, and I get it. I just think that you're talking about a protest on a stage that big, and what ends up happening is your message. First of all, your message gets lost. The message is lost because folks like me who don't like the idea that you're taking a knee to protest Old Glory, they're not going to pay attention to your plight. You're better off
What you said earlier when you said you don't think it's happening, after all these videos, and then they're not talking to you. Like you hear a player say, your message is lost. If you believe the message is lost, they're not talking to you. And I think when you protest, you think something's happening, there's no stage too big or too small. There's nothing out of bounds.
Frank, listen, I thank you for the call, but I got to run. And the idea to me is basically you can choose a different location and a different arena or venue to do that. And why does the basketball players have such success in it and the NFL players don't? Why is it that the NFL players have to push back on this? People will listen to their plight, but I don't think they want to listen to it when it's in this kind of a setting. Anyway, all right, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR Talk. Unfortunately, we're going to end up talking about this during the football season because I think it's going to happen again. I don't see any way around it. All right, we got a lot to get to. Stick around. You're listening to USA Radio. That's right, it's War Now. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. I told you, send him a birthday message. It's his birthday today. Send it to his email. We'll be back. It's USA Radio on War Now.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
War now!
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, this segment of the show, last segment of hour number two, sponsored by Cenogenics. Founded in 1997, Cenogenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. In 1 month, they just changed my life. In 1 month. I thought I was in good shape. I thought I was healthy. I thought I was a health nut, a health enthusiast. I was always working out an hour, 2 hours in the gym every day. Never missed a day. I was eating healthy, eating non-gluten, eating organic, popping vitamins. Then I go see them, and they do blood tests. They tell me I'm pre-diabetic and insulin resistant and all kinds of other problems, high triglycerides, high cholesterol. And 1 month on their program, and all of it's gone. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. 25% of the Cenogenics patients base are physicians and their families, meaning doctors and their families. You get unlimited consultations with your Cenogenics physician and the full clinical team to work with you to get the results you want. The average patient's body fat index goes down 30% in the first year. Works like magic. For your free, no obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older, younger, Younger. Or register at Cenogenics.com. Thank you for the incredible job you've done for me after 1 month. I can't imagine after 3 months and 6 months where I'll be. It'll just be amazing. I'm reversing the aging clock because of these guys. Losing pounds, gaining muscle, great job. 888-YOUNGER, Younger, as in I want to be younger. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root, War. I'll be off today. It's my birthday, July 20th, but I'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, Lee Elsie taking over again for me today. I know you loved him. I love him. I think he's great. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Enjoy your day off. Enjoy your birthday. I hope you have a blast. We got a few minutes until we hit the top of the hour. I told you coming up after the top of the hour here on USA Radio War Network. And again, it's going to be, you'll love this guy. I'm telling you, former colonel. He's a former United States congressman. He's a guest on my show weekly on the morning show. But Rob Simmons is going to join us talking a little bit about spies. He was a member of the CIA back in the day and also a Vietnam veteran. So we'll get to him in just a little bit. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK is the phone number if you want to call in. And I just got a tweet, well, not from Phil, but Phil made me aware of Donald Trump's latest tweet. And it says, again, continuing with the NFL, the NFL national anthem debate is alive and well again. Can't believe it. Isn't it in the contract the players must stand? Attention, hand on heart. The $40 million commissioner must now make a stand. First time kneeling, out for a game. Second time kneeling, out for the season. No pay. That's your commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, weighing in on this kneeling issue. Listen, this is a big part of him. He's on this from day one, like a lot of us. And, you know, we don't like it, and he doesn't like it. And he's going to tweet about it. So that's Donald Trump, straight from Donald Trump, the real Donald Trump, at Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, I have a Twitter account, Lee, at LeeLC. So if you want to check that out, you can as well. Or throw a message up on our Facebook page. Again, just look for LeeLC, and you can contact me that way. So before we got a couple minutes here. Before we get to the top of the hour, just to set the stage about Russia. So the interesting thing here is, 2 weeks before Trump was nominated, a member of Trump's staff was asked if he wanted dirt on Russians, and again, through with Hillary Clinton, wanted dirt by the Russians with Hillary Clinton. His answer, of course, through other people, was yes, but not until we win the primary. Trump wins the primary. At a Trump rally, Trump calls on Russia to release the Clinton emails in a joke, right? It was a joke. Trump orders Russian operatives hack emails. Russian release emails to WikiLeaks. The Russians offer up information they don't have to help Trump. Then wait 4 weeks till he's live on TV, and then he tells them again to hack the Clinton accounts. It's insane. My point is, what I'm trying to make is sarcasm, is it's crazy. The chronological order of this doesn't make any sense, right? So what, they hack Hillary's emails, but they can't get the 30,000 deleted emails, by the way, which nobody seems to talk about anymore. The real question we should be asking is, what exactly is collusion? What's the definition? What is your definition? My definition of collusion is two entities sitting down, conspiring to fix an election. That didn't happen. I don't believe it happened. I don't believe that happened. I certainly don't believe Donald Trump sat down with Putin, called him on the phone and say, hey, how we doing with the fake news and creating all this division amongst the ranks here in the country. If you remember, right after Trump got elected, they went after him on social media, the Russians did, with all these fake news stories about different, there were different rallies, etc., that were going on. All that stuff was happening. So did the Russian operatives contact the Trump campaign and say, hey, we have information, we're going to release it, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I don't believe any of that happened. I think the Russians, they got involved. We all think they got involved. We all think they meddled. But the bottom line is, I refuse, until you show me some serious, hardcore proof, I refuse to believe that Donald Trump was in on that, because it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Anyway, all right, it's 2 minutes before the top of the hour, depending upon where you are across this great land of ours. We shall take a top of the hour news break, check in with that. When we come back, it's going to be fun. I think you're really going to like this guy, Colonel Rob Simmons, former CIA agent, again, former Vietnam veteran, once a Vietnam veteran, always a Vietnam veteran. He's a guest on my show weekly. You're going to love him. That's coming up after the top of the hour. It's Lee Elsey filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to USA Radio. War Now.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local state.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Mission Kit.